Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a fight going on right now nationally for the, frankly, the soul of America, our democracy, but I'm going to tell you how it's playing out in different states. The people running, in many cases nominated as Republicans, would overturn elections and would be crooked in counting the votes. It has concerned the donors in the Democratic Party enough that there's been a summit with the top 30 donors and targeting not just sexy races like U.S. Senate and governor, but things like Secretary of State and election officials, because here's the reality of what's happening. There are 27 Secretary of State seats up this year, 27 out of 50 states. Pennsylvania has an odd law where the governor appoints the Secretary of State. And the Republican nominee for governor of Pennsylvania who will appoint their Secretary of State is a guy named Mastriano, who is a Trumper and a QAnon guy. He has been sympathetic to everything on the Trump side. He said that falsely that the election was rigged, and he would not permit it to happen again. And so he will appoint a Secretary of State who's a mini-me of Mastriano. It'd be as if somebody like Voss, or actually like Mike Lindell, the Pillow Man, were the governor of California, and he appointed Gableman as the Secretary of State. I mean, that's literally what's going on out there. Trump has endorsed Secretary of State candidates in Ohio, Michigan, Arizona, and he endorsed Mastriano in Pennsylvania. His pick won in Ohio. It lost in Georgia to Raffensperger. In Michigan, the Republican Party has effectively named a conspiracy MAGA Trump candidate as their Secretary of State candidate. And there are 13 of these Secretary of State hopefuls out of 27. That's almost half of them who belong to the New America Coalition. What is that? This is the coalition that says that elections are rigged, including the 2020. They will eliminate mail-in ballots. Some won't count them. And if you add Mastriano to that, because he's going to appoint the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, that's 14 of them. They won primaries in New Mexico and Nevada. They lost in Nebraska, Idaho, Georgia, South Carolina. But they're a big present. Now, remember something. I've said this before. It's very, very important. Joseph Stalin was one of the greatest, worst. When I say greatest, I don't mean good. I mean most extreme, vicious mass murderers in history. Killed more than 20 million people. And he once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. For instance, in Putin's Russia, if somebody runs against him, Putin gets 90% of the vote. Because people are beaten and threatened at the polls if they vote and they're not authorized by Putin. Lukashenko in Belarus, who is essentially a slave to Putin, lost massively and then just recounted the vote and put himself in. That's what's going to happen in the United States if we are not careful. Trump has also endorsed about 200 candidates for Senate, House, and other down-ballot positions, and some of them do have an impact on counting the votes. The Senate and the House, for instance, if something like they tried with Pence were to happen again in 2024, in other words, Trump or another Republican loses by 7 million popular votes and 30 or 40 electoral votes, and it's thrown into the Senate or the House, they can vote not to accept it. Now, any Supreme Court that was at all fair would say, we have a 200-year tradition in this country of presidential elections. And the fact that George Washington was made president in 1788, for Pete's sake, 1788, isn't what controls in 2024. But they won't say that. Look what they did on Roe v. Wade. So it's important who's in the Senate and in the House, but it's really important who is Secretary of State. Go to the lines. David of California, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David?
Hey, morning, man. Yeah, you're familiar with the social contract, right? And you know,
are you talking about Rousseau, or what are you talking about?
Yeah, and all the way back there, where they figured out that the king pretended to be put in charge by God, and he was going to run our lives, and we didn't even have a say about how our lives were run. The king was going to do it. And the social contract was when they figured out how to say, wait a minute, if God puts you in charge, we're not here to be beaten by you. You know, you're supposed to look out for every sparrow that falls, not whip us and send us to war. And so the social contract was so many different layers of our lives, the economy, the fresh water, the access to food, you know, the basics of life were being mismanaged by a jerk at the top. And that we, the people, have the right to pick our own leaders. So that's the social contract. And the idea that these merchants in the temple is in the Supreme Court right now, or these oligarchs in Russia decide to run our lives as if we don't even have a say about whether or not we can live or die. You know, that's preposterous. We don't need to believe this BS. And the oligarchs in Russia, they don't even pretend that God put them in charge. They just say, I got so many numbers that you got to believe me. And I've got a bully boy here as an army to strong-arm you into accession. And so, we've got to look at the social contract for...
I like your comments, David. They're very insightful. And just a little background to people out there. Rousseau was an 18th century political philosopher, one of the most influential in history. And he was really one of the greatest writers of the Enlightenment. And you've heard of the Enlightenment. They call it the French Enlightenment. And it was driven by Rousseau and to some extent Voltaire. But there was also a German Enlightenment with Kant, and they had a more enlightened king. And then there was something of an English Enlightenment, less influential, with Locke. But one of the things, and David is right on the money about this, people suddenly woke up and said, hey, wait a minute. What's this divine right of kings business? Who are you? Who said that you should do whatever you want and abuse us? And you may think nowadays that that's, you know, well, duh. Well, no, that ruled for a long, long time, hundreds of years, thousands of years. And that people woke up. One thing that David had not gotten to, but I will say this, is the social contract and the Enlightenment and things like liberal democracy and freedoms like due process, equal protection, freedom of speech, separation of church and state are all essential to human dignity. But they're not self-enforcing. You have to enforce those. You have to enforce them. And they can't be enforced in Russia, China, North Korea, jihadist societies. They're enforced in Western civilization. And it started, when you talk about enforcement, with George Washington. The founding fathers were creatures of the Enlightenment. And they said, yeah, we agree with Voltaire and Rousseau and Kant and the rest of them. Locke. We agree with that. And the other side laughed, said, okay, good luck. Bend over. Well, no, they didn't. You know what happened? A bunch of farmers at Lexington and Concord is what happened. The British came marching down. Actually, they were mercenaries, Hessians. These were farmers, but they had their muskets. They went out there and popped them. There was a Boston Tea Party, the Boston Massacre. And then there was the Revolutionary War. That's what enforced the Enlightenment. That triggered the French Revolution. The French Revolution came after our revolution, not before. Not before. We were the beacon to the entire world to enforce the Enlightenment. And that is slipping back right now with this Supreme Court. And one of the things is, remember something, you never voted for a Supreme Court justice nationally because they're not up for a vote. What they are is they're appointed with the advice and consent of the Senate. And Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster when he had power to ram through Trump's picks. And we're agonizing, oh, should we get rid of the filibuster for the Voting Rights Act and to, say, federalize Roe v. Wade or any of that, or some get rid of AR-15s? And everybody goes, oh, no, we can't get rid of the filibuster. They got rid of the filibuster. The other side got rid of the filibuster. They do it step by step. They do it for Supreme Court justices. They do it for cabinet appointments. They will get rid of it whenever it suits their purpose, and then they'll cry and scream when, what, we do it so we don't do it? We are passive-aggressive. We are passive-aggressive. There is no aggression left in the Democratic Party. But to pick up on David of California said, George Washington and our forefathers enforced the Enlightenment. Now it's being stripped away from us. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? This Supreme Court has betrayed the country, in my view. This Supreme Court has simply used its appointed position to be autocratic. That can't happen. The problem is they're supported by the Republican Party because they are part of the Republican Party. So you say, okay, Ron Johnson, what do you think about that? He says, I support that. Okay, the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, what do you think about that, Duchess? Oh, I support that. So does Tim Michaels. So does, Rampton, my God almighty. Absolutely he would. Nicholson, same thing. Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, all of them. The only ones who stand tall, at least on voting rights, are Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger. So there's a lot of things discussed. Do we add more Supreme Court justices? The problem with that is if we ram that through, you've got to eliminate the filibuster, and Manchin and Sinema won't do that. So you can't pack this court right now. Do you have Biden do things by executive action? How about somebody speaking as bluntly as I'm speaking right now and doing it nationally? How about that? How about that? Saying the Supreme Court is illegitimate. How about that? When was the last time you heard anybody say that? The party has lost its aggressiveness. As a result, you have Roe v. Wade overturned. You may have other things overturned. Clarence Thomas says you're going to have Griswold v. Connecticut. Contraceptives, you're going to have other things. I don't think it's going to get to that right away. But we're coming down that path. It's a slippery slope. And we are frankly undoing what our forefathers did in the revolution. And we are backsliding. I want Rousseau and Voltaire and Kant and Locke and the writers of the Enlightenment pointed out, which is very basic. Nobody has the right, the divine right, to tell us what to do. We have to elect them. And if we're going to let them be appointed, they have to be in good faith. Okay, it makes sense to have an appointed judiciary. But they have to be in good faith. They can't be an arm of one party. Go to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.